Whoa, we're starting with the double guns today.
First in family, shooting from the hip, y'all. What's going on? Or shooting from the mandible.
Yeah.
Wherever I'm shooting from, I'm shooting straight. You can bet your sweet patootie on that one, y'all. What's going on? It's, what, man?
Who's that patootie?
Well, I'm trying to church it up around here. I'm trying to keep it PC. You know, not everybody wants to hear my potty mouth. They'd rather hear patootie, maybe. Let's take a vote. If you're watching this, let us know. Patootie or potty mouth? That's the only topic we have for today.
That's all we got.
It's a Saturday. A Saturday Q&A. This will not be a trend, but to be honest with you, we weren't really feeling up to the Q&A yesterday. We kind of had a lot of stuff spiral out of control on us with packing and with an engagement we had to go to first-in family member Chris Cook's spot, Peak Performance, for a little shindig, if you will. We kind of had a lot going on, and we leave tomorrow for the next 2 weeks, 15 days of craziness. So,
but everything is in the suitcase, which is, I never get it done.
So we're packing, and we're prioritizing, and we're executing, and we're getting the next 3 SOS Sundays ready for the first time ever.
Yeah.
We're getting all the Tailboard Tuesdays done. We just had a lot going on. And both of us got kind of hit in the face with the allergy kind of funk.
Let's go with allergies. Let's
call it allergies. I was telling Ann, I was like, yo, maybe we just don't do the live because we were pretty beat up.
Yesterday was bad.
So we did not do the live yesterday. So we're doing it today. And lo and behold, no one wants to talk to us. No one has anything to ask us. No one has any questions. And that's okay, because we got a lot left to do. So
if you do have questions,
yes,
though,
if you have any questions, lay them on us, because we're here for the next interim. May not be a long one, but it'll always be a good one. We're going to do our best. So thanks for hanging out with us. And if you got anything, let us know. Again, we're just going through some stuff, man. Fortunately, Ann has been busy laying down the groundwork. We've got some excellent SOS Sundays in store for the members of the Field Notes faction. That's right. Anybody who has signed up to fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com. If you've been getting your SOS Sundays this entire time, you're in for a treat. And if you just started getting them,
still in for
10, 12 weeks from now, you'll be in for a treat too. You'll be caught up, but it'll all be good. Anna Patterson says, saying hello from the potty mouth baseball mom. I see team potty mouth, man. I shouldn't have patootied. I should have said what I was going to say, but that's okay. And Sephra says, happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. We're pretty happy. We're like I said, we're doing what we can to get things done, to get ready for this trip. Packing for 2 weeks is kind of wild.
It wouldn't be so bad if it was like 2 weeks in one place. The struggle is that the first like 4 days are in northern Spokane. Like you could walk to Canada, northern Washington, which is super cool. But the weather swings are kind of crazy, and we're not used to them. Now the humidity's low, so it's nice. But we're like back and forth about how cold it's going to be.
Do we pack a jacket?
I don't know.
Do we whatever?
I don't know. The following 4 days are going to be in Seattle, in downtown Seattle, which is cool. We got to bring a gi. So we're packing some gis to train.
Doing that jiu-jits.
Yep.
With our coach, Jakob. Excited to see him, for sure.
Yep. And then we'll be back in Orlando for 2 or 3 days as our consolation anniversary.
Our consolation trip. Anniversary. Our let's just go ahead and do something for, I don't know, 10 years of marriage. No factor, right?
Yeah.
We had some bigger plans, but as many of you in the fam know, we had to repipe our house.
Womp womp.
Yeah, so when you have to redo all the plumbing in your house, your cruise aspirations for your 10-year anniversary, well, they get put on pause.
It's cool.
So it's cool. No big deal. But so Orlando is very close to the equivalent of a big giant cruise. So we'll have some fun out there. One of the first things I think we did together was go to Cirque. I did not come from a very cultured upbringing. And Anne is a little bit more exposed to the finer elements of entertainment than I am. So she's like, oh, you should see this Cirque thing. I'm like, what? I know nothing about that. But she took me to my first Cirque. And it was a good time, so we're going to go see the new Cirque at Disney.
Yeah.
Going to go to a couple restaurants that we ate at during our courtship initially. And have a good time. So that's about it. That's what we have going on. So it'll be fun. It'll be a big trip. It'll be an exhausting trip. We may not be seeing you guys live because we don't know what the signal's going to be like anywhere. But that'll be a first for us to be gone for that long. But yeah, it'll be fun. So that's what we have going on.
That's it.
What do you guys have going on? And if the answer is nothing, that's okay too. Because we'll just get back to work. No factor at all. Sephra asks, are you guys going to Starbucks?
So funny story. About a few weeks ago, our training coach, Jacob Sipkin, who we're going to see, he's been doing our programming for like ever.
Like 7 years.
Like ever. We've owed him a trip to Seattle for a very long time. So we're going out to see him. And he sends me a message and he goes, hey, do you guys drink coffee? Yeah. And he goes, well, how do you drink your coffee? And I was like, well, I don't know. We make coffee. I hit the button and the thing goes. We drink coffee. I don't know. I'm not a coffee snob. Jacob is a coffee snob. And he does the super cool, like, pour over coffee. But it's like I think it's a one cup pour over coffee. And in my brain, I'm like, Jonathan, who drinks like 32 ounces of coffee every morning. And I was like, well, they live in downtown Seattle, apparently right near some coffee shops. So it might be our morning routine for a few days to get up and go visit a Starbucks. Now, I don't know if there's like a particular flagship store somewhere.
I'm confident that Jacob is not going to let us set foot into a Starbucks if we are with him.
Yeah, probably.
Even though it is in Seattle. That is not his MO, I am imagining. But he did ask us what touristy things we want to do. So he is going to expose us to some of the touristy things,
like the
Space Needle and the fish market and stuff like that. So we are going to go to see some touristy things.
Yeah.
But I think if Jacob has anything to say about it, he will keep us from Starbucks. Just knowing his beliefs on corporations and capitalism and stuff like that. He will probably try to prevent us from going to Starbucks. But hey...
Maybe.
If it's close, I'll probably go there because their caffeine, burnt beans or not, works just as well as anything else for me. Lori says that her husband and her hubby and I are going on a vacation in November. It's been a minute for a real vacation.
Good for you guys.
That's awesome. You know, and the cool thing when you go on vacation is hopefully you will not have to arrest anybody. You will not have to do any work, and you will be able to just check out, and you and your husband will be able to have an amazing time. I wish that for you, that's for sure.
Do it, Lori.
Yeah.
I'm excited. That's something we are vowing to do going forward because we celebrated for maybe the first 3 years we were married, and it wasn't anything big. I mean, we might have done a cruise for one of them, and then it was like, let's go out to dinner, let's stay somewhere for a couple nights. We didn't do anything after year three. So now that it's been a decade... We figure maybe at 10 years we should celebrate and maybe take some more time to celebrate us every year.
We had some good plans.
We did. They just didn't work out. It's okay.
Right. So we just kind of extended this trip to make a little anniversary on the end and make the whole kind of deal an anniversary thing. So maybe we'll try to find something cool in Seattle to do, you know, that's anniversary-ish or whatever, find something nice to eat or something.
There will be a lot of sushi,
yeah.
I'm very sure.
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna make the most of it and have a good time with it. And, you know, that's what you do sometimes. You just roll with the punches. And roll with the plumbing, if you will. So that's what we're doing. Lori says, amen on no arresting anybody. No citizens arrest. No springing into action. That's definitely something we may get forced upon us on this trip, too, without knowing some of the locations we're going are kind of remote, so yeah. we may be forcibly removed from working for a little bit, which is nice, because that's about the only way we get to not work is when we're forced not to. We had a couple times where we lost internet on our last couple of cruises where we couldn't check in. Had a couple issues on a couple trips where the internet would not work for a little bit, which drove me insane. Had an issue yesterday where I spent the first 4 hours of my day thinking I didn't have a computer at all, period, to take on the trip, because it just kept restarting and rebooting Finder and restarting and rebooting Finder. And it took a while to diagnose that. So that got me to not work for 4 hours, although it about killed me. But yeah, so it's good sometimes to have that break and that distance. So I hope you and your husband get to enjoy it. Outside of that, what else we got going on, man? That's about it.
That's it. We got some really stuff coming up.
You know, when you're leaving for 2 weeks, it really kind of takes the focus. You know, there's not much bandwidth to focus on much else.
Just packing and getting the chop set up. Chop's favorite other person than us in the whole world is coming to pick him up tomorrow.
The old dog sitter.
To take him for 2 weeks.
The old dog sitter. Eric's here. What's up, my dude? We're just hanging out. We have absolutely nothing to talk about. So if you have anything, let us know. If not, we're just going to ramble. We've been rambling pretty strong, though. So yeah, we got that. But yeah, man. That's really it, guys. We're really just trying to get focused on tying up some loose ends, because we leave on a jet plane here soon. What do you got?
That's it.
Nothing?
That's all I got.
You gonna leave this on me? I gotta entertain everybody. I'm like Joe Pesci in that movie. And what am I, a clown? Do I
feel
amuse
like
you?
We're lucky that I'm standing upright at this particular moment.
Absolutely.
I'm upright and here.
Coach Kim says hello from Wyoming.
Hey.
In Wyoming. We're heading to Washington, which is not
yep.
Wyoming, but it's close both geographically and with the letter it begins with. So there you go.
Not even close.
It's not?
It's closer than Florida.
Where is Wyoming?
There it is.
I thought it was over there a little bit. How many states away is Wyoming from Washington, Coach Kim? Uh-oh. Eric's chasing his low numbers.
Get the Tootsie Rolls in.
You know, it's funny.
That's a good choice.
It's funny. One of the SOS Sundays we're working on is on timing, and we might mention something around this scenario, this situation you're going through.
Yep.
So, bro, come on now. Don't be letting them sugars dip. Get after it. Birdo in Hawaii.
Nice.
My man, dude. Living that good life. You and Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson's still in Hawaii, I think. Different reasons, I think. But, yeah, you guys are over there. Oh, look at this. Washington, Idaho, Wyoming. Very close proximity.
Very close. We're going to be on the furthest most...
I didn't say we're going to be close to Kim. I said we're going to be close to Wyoming.
Okay, one state. I'll give it to you.
You see what I put up with, y'all? You see what I put up with?
I'm going to take a screenshot of where we're going. It, legitimately, it's like an eighth of an inch from the Canadian border.
All day. All my life. All last 187 years, I've got to put up with this vibe.
It's terrible.
This kind of negativity in my life. And I'm just not sure that that it's necessary. You know, guys, maybe you could be a little bit sweeter to me. That's all I'm saying. I don't think anybody believes that. I don't think anybody is believing my hype right now. Speaking of hype, I'm going to touch on something real quick. Anne shared a post of some pretty not appetizing looking food last night. And I think everybody, which was awesome, everybody in the fam, like, answered the call to tell Anne that they hoped she was feeling better and that she hoped she recovers.
Which I love. I got on the post to tell you guys thank you, because I did get on there to tell you that while it was supposed to just be an I'm sick, I don't want to eat tip, I do appreciate the love.
Yeah, and I thought that was awesome. But what I want to point out, and what Anne tried to point out, and now that we've got all these things fresh on our minds from the SOS Sundays on timing and stuff like that, is using the right tools in the toolbox. You know, with Eric just talking about his blood sugars dipping, so he's got some Tootsie Rolls on deck. These things are just kind of fresh in my mind on sometimes the plan we have isn't the plan we end up executing. And we need to not be afraid of that. We need to always be able to call an audible. And the best way we can do that is by having those tools in our toolbox at our disposal. So Anne was supposed to have a giant voluminous plate of egg whites and veggies, which would normally be great because we knew we were going out. We knew where we were going to go out. There was going to be food there. She knew she didn't want to plan around it, didn't want to eat it. So what do we always say? Hey, when you're going to go somewhere, there's going to be food and you're not sure if you're going to eat it or not, get full. Get full beforehand. That way it's not like you're walking in like a kid in a candy store who's salivating or whatever. It's, no, you're going in, you know your belly's full, you know you have your snack plan, you know you're good to go, and everything's great. Well, the way she was looking at food all day, and the way she was feeling, eating wasn't really a good option. So instead of making matters worse, and consuming a voluminous, you know, calorically sparse,
it would have been like dense, like 4 or 5 servings of veggies.
Yeah.
Underneath the eggs and butter.
Instead of doing that, she's like, what is the absolute densest, most appealing way I can get an equivalent calorie volume or calorie amount and macronutrient distribution in the easiest way possible? And damn if she didn't do it really, really simply with peanut butter. What was it? Peanut butter, bread, and protein powder?
Yeah.
And made like, didn't even drink a shake. Didn't even want the volume from liquid. Just mixed the minimum amount of liquid possible to make a protein pudding and took it down. And man, if that wasn't just a very useful strategy. And what's the opposite of that? Say, you know, Eric wants to raise his blood glucose right now, so he's using Tootsie Rolls. Say he wants to be full and his sugars are fine. He's probably not going to grab 3 Tootsie Rolls. He's probably going to grab, you know, 4 servings of a broccoli, whatever the carbohydrate equivalent is. So that's where I think it's really useful to have those tools at your disposal and play with those things.
This is why we say that being a planner is a great skill. Being a problem solver is also a great skill because you're going to need both.
But the best way to solve a problem is to have a plan to solve them. And that means having the right tools in your toolbox. Okay. Last night, for instance, my plan was to come home from the said engagement where I had planned in some tacos because your boy Chris released the menu, let everybody know what was going down so I could plan some tacos in. But when I got there, I didn't want to eat tacos. I wanted to eat everything that went in the tacos, but I didn't want to eat the shells. So when I came home, my snack that was already a creamy and some Russian candy, thank you, Anna, and some protein popcorn became more of all those things. Well, not the creamy because it was frozen, but it also slid a Mulk cookie on top of it because I thought that sounded like a great idea. Hey, save some calories from this, didn't eat that, let's make that Mulk cookie fit. Due to a little adjustment, it sounded great on paper. But by the end of Cabin Fever 2, as I'm trying to finish my popcorn, feeling bloated like a tick, it was not the best idea. And I tell Anne every time, no, I'm good. I'm good. Creamy and a bunch of popcorn. I'm good. And literally halfway through that bowl of popcorn last night, I was like, you know, 10 grams or 20 grams of carbs from some jelly on this ice cream would have been so much easier to eat than this giant bowl of popcorn. So it was just 2 different reasons, 2 different strategies, 2 different whatever, where one of us wisely changed their goals to meet their mood, and one of us just hammered down and said, let's go, let's eat all the things. And I think one of us was happier with their choices.
Can't have too much of a good thing, for sure.
You can't. And that sliding that Mulk cookie in before the popcorn, I knew as I finished that cookie and I'm staring at this giant bowl of popcorn that this was going to be a long night. And it was.
You got it down.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And if you're going to be stupid, you got to be tough. And so I just toughed it out. But y'all don't always have to do that. You know, sometimes you can call that audible, and I think it's a good thing to do. Outside of that, y'all, we really don't have much, if anything, to talk about. What I will say is anyone that has thought about coming to muster with us, y'all check those rooms. They might be sold out already.
Muster 17 is in Dallas this year. I can get you the dates for sure. Yeah, I can get you the dates for sure. I don't want to say them and have them be wrong.
But if you're interested in that, it's in October. It bumps up to the reunion. Just check on the room block, because we've talked to people that have not stayed on site before, and their experience is not the same as being able to stay on site at the event hotel and take part fully in the immersive experience. So definitely look into that.
18th through the 20th of October.
There you go.
Is muster.
So if you want to go, let us know. Reach out. We do have a discount code we can hook you up with. Save you about $500 off the whole thing, which is not a bad deal. Outside of that, man, speaking of doing some of these SOS Sundays, something I don't think we talk about as much as I wish we did is one of the ways you could support firsthand by supporting yourself is by snagging some frog fuel. We talk about frog fuel a lot in some upcoming SOS Sundays because it is such a great tool for your toolbox. It's an especially great tool for your toolbox when you don't feel like eating, like Ann did. Being able to take down 15 grams of a complete protein in literally basically an ounce of fluid is pretty freaking awesome. But it's also got some great utility in terms of being able to time your absorption of it in the peri-workout period as well. So, and in the ability to front load your protein. So I know we talk a lot about Jocko Fuel because we love Jocko Fuel. And if you're not on that Mulk train, get some. But Frog Fuel is such a great, a great supplement to have. Again, tools in your toolbox, right? Maybe you had plans to choke down a giant chicken breast and all of a sudden the boo-boo belly rears its ugly head and you still want to get your protein in, a packet or two of Frog Fuel really do you right. So check out Frog Fuel when you get a chance, guys. It's some super good stuff. I use it daily, so hopefully you guys will dig it too. FrogFuelActual.com, FrogFuel.com, FrogFuel.com, FrogFuelActual, I believe, is their Instagram. But yeah, search for Frog Fuel, use the code FIRSTINFAM, hook yourself up. You'll be glad you did. Outside of that, you tell us what you have, and if not, we're going to get back to work. Get back to SOS Sundaying, get back to packing and haircutting and all the good stuff that comes with it. Anna said, I saved 90% of my macros for a wedding dinner last night, and I hear you on the bloat.
That's a large chunk.
Man, sometimes we have these great ideas that we're going to do all this damage, that we're going to like literally just eat all the food like maybe we used to before first in, and then we try. And we just get smite down by the volume. That happens to me when I save 80, 90% of my day for Texas Day at Brazil, and Ann laughs every time. She's like, I got you, don't worry. I'm never able to do it. So that'll get you sometimes. Yeah. That'll get you. It's a perfect time for two packets of frog fuel as you leave the place. You're good to go. So yeah, so hopefully that bloat, hopefully you're feeling better now. It's amazing how in the moment it feels like it's never going to go away. And then I think back and go, God, I felt like this every day of my life before I figured this out. So, yeah, I hear you. It was definitely an unenjoyable experience, that's for sure.
I think that's all we got. Reunion. We got the reunion coming up for anybody who wants to go to the reunion in Orlando this year. It's October 12th through the 15th. Come hang out with us.
Albert's got a question. Thoughts on tracking zero-calorie condiments such as mustard and some sweeteners? Well, what happens when you track it? If it just says zero, you can write it down if you want, right? What I think you're asking here, and I'm sorry for being a jerk face, is zero calories per serving. Yeah. When something says zero calories per serving, They're not wrong with you, but a lot of times it's not a zero calorie or non-nutritive substance. It's zero calories per the serving amount. So a great example of that would be like an olive oil spray, like a PAM or something like that. If you hold that thing down to where grams of oil accumulate, that is grams of oil, and that would have a caloric value. So when it comes to tracking these things, what you want to do is make sure you're using the product as intended. So if it's 0 calories per serving and you're using a serving or two, I think you're okay to let it slide. If it's the whole jar of pickles, you know, not a pickle chip, you're probably going to want to track it. So it's going to be, again, not to use misuse the term, the dose determines the poison, but the amount is going to determine the caloric value. Yeah. So where I think this heavily becomes important is when people try to game the system. So they look at a product, maybe like Walden Farms, and it's like a jar of fluff. So it says 0 calories per serving, 47 servings per jar. Well, just because it hits that rounding error of 2 calories per serving, so it gets under the 5 so they don't have to list it, doesn't mean 47 times 2 is 0 calories. So use a degree of caution and don't try to cheat the system. If you're using the food source as it's intended, as an additive, and not as like a meal, then I think you're okay to let it become a constant. And so that means don't track a diet soda, good to go.
If you're not using an entire bottle of mustard a day, you're probably okay.
Right.
Entire bottle of anything a day. I mean, if you're putting it on every single thing you eat in your meals and your snacks and the whole bottle's gone, yeah, you probably had some calories. But most people don't tend to do that.
Yeah, and so that's where the question is, how are you using the supplements or how are you using the food sources, and what's the intent behind it? I know there are some sweeteners that, you know, less than, you know, 1 calorie per serving, but if you had 47 packets of it, well, guess what? Now you have 37 calories.
Yeah, some of them do the Truvia, Stevia, some of those have 1 gram of carbs, 2 gram of carbs. They actually have calories in them, even though they're in the sweetener container right next to Splenda.
But at the end of the day, I'll probably tell you that the 27 calories stacked up in your 4 liters of diet soda is probably not the biggest offender or the barrier to progress, right? If we're behaving like that, there might be a whole lot of other issues we want to look at before we dive into too granular details with that. So just anytime you try to cheat the system, you only end up cheating yourself. So just be very aware of how you're using these tools and ask yourself the question, like, hey, you know, do I need to track this of mustard? Probably not. If you are literally holding the whole bottle down because you're starving, we want to look at other things, if that makes sense. Anna says dancing with a full belly is not good. Yeah, I agree. Lori brings up a good point. Sometimes 0 calorie foods can cause other issues. So maybe tracking to keep track of how you feel too. Yeah. Great point. Anyone that's taken down a whole jar of Walden Farms could probably tell you. They also call Quest bars questionable bars for a reason, because it might be questionable how you feel after consuming too many of them. So that's a great idea too. Tracking these foods or the use of these foods will let you know, like, if you have some discomfort or some symptoms, you can look back and see, oh man, it was the 47 packets of whatever I used, or the 33 servings of whatever. So that is one of the unsung heroes of logging your food every day, is being able to look back and go, man, you know, every 3 weeks I feel like crap. Every 3 weeks I go to Jimmy's Chicken Shack. Okay, now we're picking up something that's not agreeing with you necessarily. So I think that's a good point, Lori. Really awesome to bring that one up. Albert said, I remember you talking about this before. Makes complete sense. Appreciate you repeating it so it sinks in more.
Yeah, always
Albert,
ask.
Always ask. I will tell you this. Every now and again, we'll get the question, why don't you have more blank? You know, more information on this in the member portal, or why don't you have more of this here laid out? Why don't you have a walkthrough guide or whatever? And I'll tell you, it's for what you just said right there. I don't want anyone to feel like they're in school. And that we're here to go, well, turn to page 137, numbnuts. That's where the answer is. Ask. Because, one, if you have the question, chances are someone else has the question. They just haven't thought to ask it yet. Number two, repetition is how we remember these things. So anytime you have a question, ask us. Number three, opinions change as information comes out. So, you know, what we may have said last time, maybe we read something else that changed it. Maybe it inspires Lori to bring something up like she just did. That's a whole nother area, you know, to explore that we could now put in our toolbox next time it comes up. So, man, anytime you have a question, ask. I don't care if it was just ask three posts, you know, earlier in the group, ask it. I may go, maybe you should skim the posts, you know, just so you get access to the fam, not to get an answer. We love answering these questions, and we want to be able to answer them in more detail than maybe we would in an email or just in a post or whatever. So, no, man, always a great question. And see right here, Hugo says, good question, great answer.
Somebody wants to know.
Let's flip those. Great question. It's an okay answer. Anne could do better. She'll work on it.
I'll work on it.
But no, see Albert right there. Case in point, man. You're helping out a fellow member right there with a good question. So on that note, guys, if you got anything, slide it across. Zip it in. If not, we're going to zip on out if that's a thing.
We appreciate you guys being patient with us with being sick and doing some packing.
Yeah, definitely. But we're going to get back to wrapping up some SOS Sundays. Wrapping up some packing, getting ready to get out of here for a couple weeks, getting ready to celebrate 10 wonderful years.
184.
Of being married to this one, 13 years of us being together, the real feel of about 187, I think we're up to.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Maybe after some rest and relaxation, we'll drop down to the 130s. I don't know.
We'll be around. We're not going to disappear. We'll be in the group. We'll be around. There may be a day or two where things are spotty, but... We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, anything you guys need, don't hesitate to reach out. Yeah. We always got the watch. We're always here for you guys.
For our people, you are still checking in.
Yeah. if any of my people do want to check in on Sunday like you're supposed to, that would be awesome because Monday is a travel day for us, and we're spending the biggest chunk of the morning, the first six, seven hours of it on a plane with the inability to check in. So that'll be fun when we land.
Yeah.
You know, just get right to them check-ins. If I'm short, hang tight.
We'll take care of you.
It'll all be good.
We'll get you.
Sephra says, have a safe trip. We're going to do our best. Thank you so much. Hugo, thank you. It's been tough. I won't say it's always been easy.
Guess whose dinner is going to fall on the floor tonight?
I won't say it's always been easy, you know, putting up with this one. But we're here for it. We're here for it. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks, first and foremost, for being first in. Y'all have a great next 2 weeks if we don't see you. And we'll check in with you guys in the group. Take care. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.